Good morning, world. Good morning, Wisconsin. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. You got your host, James J., here behind the mic at 7.04. I am joined by our head of production, Mr. Seth Habhacker.
Good morning, everyone.
We hope you're having a great start to your day out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We got fun things lined up today. Let's see here. We are hopefully going to have Melissa, but we are not able to connect to her right now. So We'll go ahead and keep trying, and we'll do that during the commercial break there, because I am not sure why that is not working.
Yeah, that should be going there. Yeah. Anyway.
We'll see. We are going to see also about some summer safety tips. We've got that lined up for you as well.
All right.
We've got the top word each state can't remember how to spell.
I know the ones I have problems with.
We're going to get into that.
Yeah.
That is going to be very fitting, because in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll kick things off, of course, with our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. And then we will get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And after Melissa's news, we will have your Word of the Day. We could also Word of Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. That's right. Woohoo.
So we'll have that from our good friend Phil Hartley and the gang over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So that's all coming up for you. 9 o'clock hour, going to have some entertainment in there, some Denny Wright stories, good stories of the day. Got all that stuff coming up for you. Looking forward to all of these things. Seth, how's your morning going?
It's going pretty good. Good so far.
Good.
School is almost over. And I'm trying to figure out if that's, I feel excited for the kids, or I feel dread for myself.
Yes. It's a tough place to be in. You want to be happy for the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to be like that dad screaming schools out, yeah, you know, and all that and everything. And at the same time, in the back of your head, you're like, oh God,
yep.
What am I going to do?
what do we do with these children all summer long?
Okay. Now, I did this before. Don't panic. You do have, this is why, you know, and there are billions of amazing, great stories of single parents.
Yes.
But this is part of why you have two, so that somebody else can come up with ideas also, and somebody you can
collaborate.
You can tag somebody in. You literally could like tag them in like wrestling.
Mm-hmm. At the same time, I was a kid once.
Yeah,
I remember this time of year and how exciting coming up into summer break is. The last few days of school. You actually enjoy being there. We're not doing any work. We're just kind of having fun or cleaning up or whatever it was that you know you had to do for those last few days. And then summer. I mean, what was better than that first day of summer vacation? Oh, that's nothing like it.
I was thinking, you're so right about all those things, but I'm still stuck on kind of the last days of school and thinking about cleaning out our lockers. I have not thought about that probably since the day after senior
year.
But my goodness, that was a nightmare. It wasn't so bad. It wasn't like mine, or I'm sure a lot of people's weren't too bad, but it was everybody. Everybody was doing it at the same time, and just the looks of the garbages. I remember thinking, we don't have enough janitors. We don't have enough people.
Enough garbage bags, to go around.
Too much stuff.
Man.
So I wanted to hear more about the end of the school year, how you're feeling about it out there, everybody. 424-2600. Feel free to call us up and let us know what you're thinking, how you're feeling about the end of the school year. Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you looking for a place to hide? We could probably help you with those things.
Yeah, we could. Maybe a little bit.
While we're waiting on your participation, everybody, again, 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We will talk a little Rafters baseball.
Woo!
As they are back in the win column, baby.
All right.
The Rafters hung on to their first win of the season as they beat the Chinooks by a score of 3-2. They out-hit the Chinooks 9-6. And the Rafters even up the series on Tuesday night, making it a 1-1 series.
Nice.
Brandon Rogers got things going, and I feel like that's a name you're going to want to remember this summer. Brandon's a good player. Brandon was with us last year, I believe, wasn't he?
I remember the name.
Yeah.
I do remember the name.
He was with us last year, so it's exciting to have so many of these great players back, along with seeing some of these new faces.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to getting to meet some of these guys and have them on the air with us during Playmakers. We'll be doing Meet Your Rafters this season.
Ooh.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I've been talking to them a lot about this. Feels good to get in the win column. It just feels good to have Rafter baseball back, though, too.
Period.
This first week, that's how I am. Like, win, lose, I love, I'll admit, I love winning opening day. I really do.
There's something special about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Whether it's my White Sox or it's the, you know, the Rafters, yeah. It doesn't matter. I love winning opening day. Doesn't matter now. Got in the win column. Like I say all these things, but yeah. I remember Rafter seasons where it was like 1-5 they started or something after that first week. And you feel a little differently. Yeah, you just get the season going. You're like, oh, I'm just happy to have baseball back.
Right.
And it's like, well, wait a minute. Wait.
But they should be winning.
We've gotten used to winning around here. We want to see some winning.
Why are you not winning?
I feel very confident in some winning going on in Witter Field this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be very exciting. Rafters are back on your dial tonight. Rafters are taking on the Green Bay Rockers, right?
It's the Rockers.
I want to say booyah. The Green Bay booyah. They are going to be taking them on in Green Bay. They'll be hosting Green Bay on Thursday. Both games, of course, and every game right here at WFHR. Our opening pitch will be, or our pregame will start about 6:20 today, 5:54 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
For now, we're going to go ahead and see if we can get our other teammate on here and get Melissa on board with us. And then we'll come back and have some more fun with our National Day of Calendar. It's Seth and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. Diving into our National Day of Calendar for this last day of May. Goodbye, May.
Bye, May.
May 31st. It is Web Designer Day.
All right.
Boy, big appreciation to the web designers out there. You know a good web designer when you, even if you don't know their name or their company or anything like that, when you go to their website.
Yep. You'll know exactly how good they are. Boy, talk about a job that's a thankless job these days. Yes. Everyone's got a website, right? So, yeah.
You would think, like, we would know, like, oh, this company or this guy is great at this. Because it does seem like there are, you know, there's a line in the sand. There are people who are good at it and people who aren't.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I don't know. I will say that it is also one of those things where so many people nowadays are able to do it and not be a part of a business or anything. They just download an app or they download the skeleton of it, basically, and fill it up. It's really interesting.
It's fascinating.
Have you ever done anything like that? I've never done that.
A little bit. When I was doing my graduate degree, I did a little web design class, I think, if I remember correctly. So I got some of the basics down, and I've helped design. I haven't gone out and really just, you know, done my own whole thing on my own, but I've helped some other people with ones, so yeah.
I don't know. I do know that we greatly appreciate the web designers out there, and I make it a point anytime we have a guest on with Morning Magazine and everything to note their website, especially if they're working really hard on it and everything.
Yeah.
So it's World No Tobacco Day.
Oh.
Put your cigarettes away or set yourself goals and a plan for cutting back or quitting and improving your lung, heart, and even mental health over time.
Yes.
I think that at this point in the game, we have discussed enough of how tobacco can infect your health, can hold you back, and those things. I think we've touched on the price, you know, how much it costs and everything. I was at the gas station the other day, and I saw it was $10 or something a pack. Yeah. A pack?
Wow.
Pretty soon it's going to be 10 bucks a cigarette, like the way it is and everything. But none of this matters if you are not ready. You've got to be ready to do it. You've got to feel comfortable and ready to do it. Now, that also means, though, sometimes, like 90% of you is ready and 10% isn't. Sometimes you got to, you know, kick that
push
in the
past
butt
that last
bit.
10%. Yeah, you're right.
Once you get over the edge, you're halfway there. You genuinely are. I grew up with two of the heaviest smokers I could ever know, my mom and dad, and they both stopped, and it was very important to me. My grand, my papa smoked like a chimney, woke up one morning, coughed up blood, put the cigarettes in the toilet, and hasn't looked back.
Wow.
I grew up with these stories. I was like, I'm never going to smoke, never going to smoke, never going to smoke. Then I turned 21 and started going to the bars. And every one of my friends smoked. And I just thought, oh, just a couple here or there or anything. I'm not a real smoker because I don't buy a pack.
Yeah, right.
Guys just give me some. I don't even ask. They just give me one when I go out there with them or something like that. And then I started buying my own and all this. And I started smoking. I started enjoying it because I liked having a crutch. It was a crutch. Uh-huh. I know that now. I didn't know it at the time, but I look back and I know it was now. And I think about all these things now that I'm going on. I don't even know how many years now since I stopped. The biggest things for me was a lot of terminology. I understand the way my brain works to a degree. To a degree. I don't want to act like I know. But I know that for me, quitting is something that I was raised you don't do. We just don't quit in my family.
Yep.
Now, we lose, sure, but we don't quit. And that's what it was actually holding me back. It was like the quitting thing. So I was like, I'm going to stop. I'm just going to stop smoking. I'm not quitting. I'm stopping.
Stopping smoking. It's interesting.
That was the first big step for me. And going along that way.
How about that?
My children have been the biggest motivator. I want to be around for them. I've got a job to do. I've got a responsibility, and I want to be there for them.
Yeah.
I want to see these things. All that stuff came down to me wanting it, though. Mm-hmm. Wanting to do it for my kids, wanting it to do it for anybody else wasn't going to do it. You have to want to do it for yourself in the beginning, or mm-hmm. to a degree, if yep. not the major reason. But it can be done.
Yeah, it can be done.
And giving yourself grace with this,
yeah, please,
is important. Don't beat yourself up. There are very few people that are like my papa that just stopped.
Yep.
Like it takes time, and you know yourself better. It's also very similar to how you learn. Like we all learn differently in school.
Mm-hmm.
Like figuring out how you learn and figuring out, okay, well, maybe this is going to apply to this, and yep. it can. So yep. that's another good way.
And trial and error. Yeah. So, yeah, you are right.
I would love, and I don't say this about any industry, I would love to see the tobacco industry go bankrupt. I would love to see that. They've made how much millions, zillions of dollars yes. off of American and just souls, just people.
Yep.
I don't think that'd be so bad. I think we could live in a world where, there was nothing that was gone.
Right.
National Macaron Day.
Macaron.
I was trying to name it the French
the president.
Yeah, French president. put together a macaron, a taster set with different varieties from different bakeries, or try making your own or having a macaron making competition.
Ooh, macaroons, when done right, are tasty, tasty. Mm-mm.
Haven't had one since I was a kid, but they mm-hmm. are really good.
Tasty.
They come in a delightful combination of flavors and are always beautiful to behold if you the way your cookies look.
Yes.
Let me see here. I wanted to see.
What do we got? How long have they been around, James?
Yes, that's what I wanted to see. The history. Huh. Okay. So an Italian monastery got its start. It's where it started. You see, it was this monastery that the macaron recipe originated.
Oh.
Eventually being brought to France and presented to the wife of King Henry II, Catherine de Marquis. For those who don't know, Catherine de Marquis held a position that was perhaps even more inevitable than being the wife of a king. She was the daughter of the Medici family, one of the two powerful banking families of their time.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, how about that? So went from Italy to France.
Huh.
Okay.
Well, makes sense. National Save Your Hearing Day.
Ooh.
Important.
Yes.
Educate yourself about hearing loss and start taking steps to prevent or diminish it. Lower the volume on your headphones and use hearing protection at work.
Mm-hmm.
I have been worrying about my hearing for about 4 or 5 years now. It was right around the pandemic that it started. I felt like I'm not hearing as good.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone to these different headphones,
yep.
These ear monitor ones, because they work a little bit better. And I can hear a little more detailed, a little mm-hmm. more. When I wear the over-ear ones, it's not as well. But yeah, that's one of my biggest nightmares,
yeah.
Waking up and not being able to hear.
Scary.
There's a 60-60 rule that everybody should abide by on this day, which says that you should listen to your MP3s at 60% of volume capacity for less than 60 minutes a day.
Oh.
That applies at concerts as well.
Okay. Wow. That's an interesting. I had not heard that before. That's interesting.
I had not either. Now, I had heard similar things mm-hmm. in my early days in radio, but I hadn't heard too much about that.
Okay.
A hearing detox consisting of 16 hours of ocular rest would do wonders for your eardrum as well. So have it on this day because everybody else is. Why not?
Everyone, no one's talking today. What's going on?
That just seems kind of interesting, actually. I don't mind that one too much. I like that. It is National Watch Day. And now, I would imagine that my oldest friend Chris and you, Seth, this is a big day for you guys, being Swiss and everything. No, I'm joking. I had to. There's not a lot of jokes you can make about Swiss people. You guys are so
lame. Yeah, I know. It's true.
It's like Canadians. It's like,
how do you make fun of them? Yeah.
You know, you watchmakers.
Yeah.
Bunch of watchmakers. Thanks for time, Swiss. Like, that's it. That's all I got. Like,
throw some cheese in there while you're at it. What's your cheese?
You have really good chocolate. Since the 16th century, when the watch was invented in Europe, people have been able to travel, keep appointments, and do all sorts of activities, all while staying on time.
I have never been able to wear a watch.
Yeah?
I've tried several times, and I either end up losing it or it breaks. I'm not an accoutrement guy, you know?
Yeah.
I don't wear lots of, hardly anything. I got my wedding band, and that's it. You know, I don't wear any other rings or anything like that. So, no, I'm just not big on watch. And now it doesn't matter because I got a phone that's got the time, the time. So I don't need to worry about it anymore.
That worked out for you. You're just ahead of the game. I've never been good with watches. I do not. I should not have an expensive watch. Mm. I smash my hands all over the place. Yeah. My wrists and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Not good. Not good.
We would not be able to do this job without watches.
That's right.
Without time. That's
we
an
need
important
time.
One. National Flip Flop Day.
All right.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe customers get a free smoothie for showing up in flip flops on Flip Flop Day. But let your feet breathe, even if you don't have a local one.
We do. Well, maybe you can get a free one.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Head over there today, everybody. Yeah. People have been wearing flip-flops for thousands of years, with the earliest wearers bearing ancient Egyptians in 4000 BC. they did not have Crocs, though. They did not have
Well, they had Crocs in the Nile, but they didn't have Crocs for your feet.
Yes. Well played. we're going to actually talk about flip-flops in a little bit. I think we have something on flip-flops today. I thought we did, at least.
Oh, for flip-flop day, that would make sense. But
I don't mind flip-flops. Yep. I had one pair in my life. That was it. And I can't wear the thong ones.
Yeah.
The ones through the
through your toes. Yeah.
No, can't do it. I don't like it. It feels weird.
Oh, okay. I hear you.
I have never worn those socks with the toes. But I imagine the toes would feel the same way.
Yeah, probably. Mm. Probably.
Should there be more of a standard for flip flops? or at least feet care?
Probably.
Like in the summer, like cut your nails. Cut your nails, people. Nobody
your feet are ugly. Stop it. I don't want to see those feet.
I'm not gonna say anything bad about ugly feet, because I have a feeling that my clown shoes for feet, my size 12 like dinosaurs that I wear, are probably not very pretty. Nobody's gonna call my feet handsome, I don't think. It is National Senior Health and Fitness Day.
Yes. Well, and those of us who want to be seniors should probably do that too.
Uh-huh. Good point. Very strong point. I work out about 3 or 4 times a week, and I don't do anything crazy. I don't, you know, I'm not bench pressing 500 pounds or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's mostly about the repetition and keeping up tone and all those things. Mm-hmm. But mostly it's keeping me in flexible. Like, that's what workouts truly do. They keep me, you know, moving, or keep me not only my joints and all those things flexible, but my body, like, healthy. Mm-hmm. And I was going to bring this up with the smoking thing, too, but this ties into this as well. They brought up something with the, non-stop smoking day today and everything with mental health.
Ooh.
And the mental health the personal mental health game, I think, is the next step in this. Mental health now has been talked about ad nauseum. It's in it's as niche as going green or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's awesome. That's very cool. But I don't think we've been looking inward with that enough.
Mm.
We've been talking about others. We talk about others, or we talk about numbers or statistics or strangers, people we don't even know. But we don't talk about our own mental health or focus on our own mental health.
Yes. That's a good point.
One of the best things I've ever done for my mental health was stopping smoking.
Mm.
Very few people are like, if you're a proud smoker, if you enjoy smoking and all those things, then maybe it wouldn't affect you as much. But I have a feeling that even if you are all those things, you are not enjoying spending $10 on a pack of cigarettes.
I would think not. No.
It takes a toll on you, whether you realize it or not, on your mental health. You beat yourself up over these things. We are our own worst enemies. Mm. I used to think it was just me and like a handful of, like, me and my mom. That was it. Like, the older I get, the more I realize, no. Everybody is their own worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person I've ever met in my life, if there's one consistent factor, we are our own worst enemy.
Yeah.
You beat yourself up over these things. Oh, I spent another $10 on cigarettes again. I did one of these things. Yep. Stopping smoking is one of the greatest things you can do for your mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah. And taking care of your body is one of the best things you can do.
Exactly.
When you're working out, you're not just working out your muscles. You're working out your brain. You're working out your feelings. It feels good afterwards.
The mind and body are connected in every way. And you need to, and both need to be taken care of.
It is National Infidelity Hurts Awareness Day. Relationships are built on trust and honesty. When one partner strays, it can cause immense pain and damage. I agree with all of this.
Yeah, that's true.
But did we really need a day for it?
to tell us that infidelity hurts?
Did we?
It does.
I mean, it's just news to anybody. Is somebody out there right now hearing this and be like, wait a minute, you mean hurt that can hurt somebody? Oh, boy. I'm in trouble. Of course. Cheating's wrong. Cheating's cowardly. If 10-year-olds dated and a 10-year-old cheated on another 10-year-old, it would be like it would be almost understandable because they're children.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, there's no way. There's no reason. No excuse.
Nope.
No excuse.
Not at
all.
You
don't want to be with somebody. Don't be with them. One of the worst things to happen is the song "Love the One You're With" being a huge hit.
God.
I'm joking. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
It's all Stephen Stills' fault.
It's all Stephen. Way to go, Stephen. Now, obviously, I'm a foolish romantic, so I mean, I'm coming from this from a different angle and everything, but. Especially in today's day and age, we've normalized every type of breakup and all that and everything. We have never made it easier to break up with people. There's terminology for it. Like if you don't want to be with somebody, don't be with them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's
no reason
for yourself as much as the other person. I mean, it's for both of you. It just makes sense. If it's not working out, you should say, if you've tried things, and it's not working out, then maybe it's time to say, call it quits.
Yeah. It's World Otter Day.
Oh,
otters are great. Every year on the last Wednesday of May, the world comes together to celebrate a unique and playful creature, the otter. World Otter Day is a global event dedicated to raising awareness about this fascinating animal, their habitats, and the threats they face.
Mm-hmm. And they're cute and stuff.
Yeah, they are. They are. But otters, otters not necessarily are in danger, but their ecosystem is.
Mm-hmm.
And protecting that it falls on all of us.
Yes.
We don't get to be at the top of the food chain without responsibility.
Yeah.
And that isn't a trophy we won or something like that. People really need to stop comparing things to sports, like including myself.
Right.
It is its own thing. Mm-hmm. And it is a chain. It is not a hierarchy. It's not a totem pole or something like that. It's a chain. Mm-hmm. We are a part of that chain.
Yes.
It is on us to take care of this planet, take care of the other animals. And I'm not saying that you have to be a PETA member to do that or anything like
that.
Not
really, no.
Don't throw your trash out the window. Pay attention to your politicians and who's in their pocket and who can buy up, land and who's going to help preserve land and these kind of things. Mm-hmm. All that's very, very important.
Yes.
And I don't want to see waters go away. So
no.
And finally, it's National Smile Day.
Ah, right.
Turn that frown upside down. Give us a grin. Smiling is contagious, and the world could use a little more of it. So flash those pearly whites, spread joy and happiness, and let the good times roll.
You know what I like doing to my kids?
Mm.
I like looking at them and saying, don't smile.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they smile.
That's great.
Oh, Dad!
That is good. I like that. Do that to somebody today, everybody. And share a smile.
Oh, there you go.
And have some fun. We're gonna go to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Ooh, welcome back, everybody! Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Just waiting on that midnight train to Georgia. Too much.
So he's leaving. The Pips, the greatest backing group ever. I don't know. They're awesome.
Missed my calling. I'd have been great in the 60s and 70s, just being a background person. just repeating whatever the singer said.
That's right.
Like, they didn't, not singing. No. Not singing, mind you. But I could do the spin moves. I could do the moves.
That's right.
And I could do that part.
And but, you could be styling those outfits they wore,
absolutely.
Man. You'd be perfect for those, man.
I actually, like, the only time that I probably look good is in a suit. That's yeah. it. End of list. Like, that's it. Like,
you got to get one of those 70s suits with the big lapels.
Yes.
And, big tie and stuff like that.
Yeah. I like those zoot suits.
Yeah.
Like, the big old things like those. We're going to bring in a summer topic in just a second, but I did want to send a shout out to Images and Ink Tattooing today. I'm getting ink done today. I'm going to see my old high school friend, Dawn, and a shout out to Dan and Dawn, who run Images and Ink in Wisconsin Rapids at 221 Oak Street. I'm going to be going over there. I am getting my, I originally wanted to just get my kids' initials on me, but I didn't know how to do it. I wanted to think of a different way. So I'm getting, I had this idea of this, like, wave around my ankle to go. In part because I love water, I'm a fish, I'm a Pisces. But I also, I have all the other elements. I have the moon, the sun, the earth on me, a tree, those things. So I thought, I'll have the water there. But I had an idea about 2 months ago, maybe a little longer than that, maybe a little less, about putting the same kind of wave tribal on both ankles.
Oh.
So that my feet are always in water. Is this the most original or corny idea I've ever come up with?
I don't know.
You can decide at home, but I'm doing it. I don't care. I'm doing it. I'm too happy about it. I don't have thoughts like this very often, so I'm going all in on this.
Well, and it's, again, you know, it's even if it turns out later on you're like, man,
yeah,
you
know, yeah.
You can just wear pants or something.
Yeah, just wear pants all the time. That's it. That'll be fine.
Why does James always
or
just
long
wear pants?
Socks? Yeah. Just really long socks. I'll bring that back. No,
basketball from the '80s.
I know this. They'll look good. They only do good work over there. Dawn is amazing. Dan has been doing it forever, and he's great at it. And Dawn just as much. I cannot wait to go over there and see them. And I there's something about, like, because we were talking about how good certain things can feel. There's something about having your kids' initials on you that just feels good. I like the idea of that. So that is something that's the biggest part of this to
me. Right. That's
I'm
cool.
excited about that. You have any plans this week or any exciting things like that going on this week?
As exciting as that? No. No, just getting the kids motivated for the last few days of school. That's just getting them. But at the same time, every day that, you know, the day is done, they're all excited because they've only got two more days or one more day or whatever it is left over. So that just, you know, just getting ready for summer, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's every season does this, but spring, summer, they're a little different, especially here in the Midwest where we only get 3 weeks. but there are certain things like about it. Like I can get a tattoo. I like getting tats in the summer. I like getting them in the warmer weather.
Oh, okay.
It's a little bit easier for them to breathe. I feel like they heal quicker and faster and everything for me, the way my body is and stuff. There's just certain things that are attached or just feel better or have a different sense to them in the summer. And there's a lot to look forward to in summer. Sun, spending time outside, barbecues, vacations, all this. Well, in a new survey, there's another perk of summer. Food tasting less bland.
Huh?
Food tasting better.
Really?
71% of people say certain food tastes better in the summer, particularly watermelon, ice cream, and lemonade, as well as barbecue chicken, hot dogs, and corn on the cob.
Okay.
Of course, people don't wait to bring out their killer hot dog recipe until the summer months. A big part of this is grilling and eating outdoors. 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you guys and know if you agree with this. And what are your favorite things about, what are your favorite summer foods?
Yeah.
Or are there foods you only eat in the summer?
Yeah.
I'd like to know any of these. 424-2600.
You know, it's like everything else. Context means everything.
Yeah.
So I think part of it has to do with, you know, associating certain things with summertime. And so it's like, wow, it tastes better because it's summer or something like that. Maybe. But at the same time, it may just be your brain telling you, you know, this is when you're supposed to be eating this sort of thing. So
I remember after my first official night living out in California, my buddy Will and I, we tried to camp. We didn't. It didn't go well. We were up all night, all these things. And I realize it's like 9 in the morning and I haven't eaten since I landed at like 7 or 6 o'clock the day before.
Right.
I hadn't really eaten or anything. I'm starving, just starving. We get to a gas station and it's a gas station in a Latin community, and got all these things there. I did not know any of the snacks. I didn't know any of them. I couldn't read the names. I'd never seen them before or anything like that. So I just grabbed something, and it was like a sour cream and onion type of like donut chip or something. I don't know what it was, but it was horrible. But it tasted so good in that moment.
Because you're so hungry, yeah.
I think we're wanting summer so bad. We're so happy to have summer. It's like everything's better. Everything. I stepped on a Lego. Hey, it's not so bad. It's summer. It's, you know, the different things, I think. I think that it has a little to do with it.
I think it does, you said context. Yeah. I honestly believe that has something to do with it, for sure.
40% of people love eating outdoors whenever possible, and 58% of them say that they wish they could eat outside all year round. And 31% of people say that they are less bothered by eating messy foods in the summer than at other times of the year.
And maybe that goes with eating outside. And it's not such a big deal if you're eating outside. I have a confession to make. I'm not really a big fan of eating outside.
Oh, yeah?
No, I think it's because there's too many variables.
Yeah.
There's you can't control like you can inside. You're, you know, of what's going on. You've got wind. You've got, you know, insects. You've got all kinds of things that could potentially, you know, destruct the meal. And it's like, maybe I'm too paranoid. But I don't feel as comfortable eating outside.
I think most people get what you're feeling. I think a lot of people, we grew up with it, or others are doing it, so we just do it, that kind of thing. But I like eating outdoors. I like eating in the summer. I want it to be something that, like a hamburger, a hot dog, something like that.
Simple, yeah.
I went to a barbecue once in Texas, and they had steak. And it was great. It was very good steak. Yep. But like cutting your steak on like a picnic table.
Paper plate.
And all this. Like, it was just a nightmare. It's like, what are we doing? Like, all right, I'm not going to turn down steak.
No.
Like, I don't care what it is.
But you need to put it in a bun. You know, you got to put it in a bun or something. Yeah.
We all understand how good soup tastes in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Like chicken and soup is one of those things.
Or if you like chili, yep.
Yeah, chili, yes. Chili in the winter, yes. So I think that we have our different flavor, different foods and stuff for different seasons.
I absolutely agree with that.
I'll say I've maintained this quite a bit, and I keep this pace. I can handle a soggy bottom bun. Can handle it. On a burger, on a hot dog, or whatever. It's one of my bigger, I can't handle it.
The Soggy Bottom Bun Saga.
Yes, yes. Great title, great title. I'd read that short story. But if I got out of the lake, the ocean, the pool, or something like that, I grab a hot dog, I don't care. Like,
at that point, it doesn't matter.
So
doesn't.
There's certain things that even I kind of like, as bad as I am with those things.
Well, the first three things you listed on there were cool things. Help you cool off ice cream, watermelon, you know. So that totally makes sense in summertime. Totally.
I don't even know if I've had lemonade in the winter. Like, I don't think I have. I don't think I ever have.
It's just so foreign to you. It's like, wait, this doesn't make any sense. Why am I drinking lemonade now?
I don't know. We'll take a break right here. We're going to come back, talk a little more summer with, we're going to talk about a nice summer safety tip for you.
Ooh, that's good.
Got that coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. I came in through the outdoor.
Is that your favorite lyric ever?
It may be my favorite lyric ever.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, that Mr. McGee. Oh, that Mr. McGee. Now, why'd he hire him? Why'd he hire him if he didn't like his cut?
That's a great question.
Why'd he hire him?
We got to get this kid, man.
You hire Prince, you know what you're getting, all right?
Exactly.
Like, that's on you. That's on you as an employer, okay?
Prince was tiny. He was just threatening anyone.
He hired him at a corner store. What's he going to pick up? He can play basketball, he can sing, dance, but I mean, come on.
Yeah.
favorite Prince song of all time. And yeah, the older I get, the more that lyric still hits me just the same.
That's crazy.
She walked in through the outdoor.
That's awesome. Like,
it may be my favorite lyric. I don't know. That's awesome, a great question, dude. Though. I think that'd be a fun conversation. Your favorite song lyrics.
Yeah.
We could get in trouble. We'd have to be very careful with that, but I think it could be a lot of fun. That'd be an interesting one. I got to get to this right now, Seth. I think this is a little bit of a tip, helpful tip to people out there.
Okay.
It's hard to believe this can happen, but it just did in the UK. So here is a summer safety tip. Never leave sunglasses on your dashboard, or the resulting death ray could burn your car up.
Oh, wow. I hadn't thought of that.
Now, I've never done this in my life, never would think to do it because, okay, things on the top of the board get hot.
Right.
I want to put my sunglasses on. They're going to get hot.
They're going
to
be hot on your face,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Not to mention, if it's hot out, I probably need my sunglasses, so why would I leave them there? I don't know. Anyway, a fire department in England posted a photo to show how it really can start a fire, just like burning stuff with a magnifying glass. They say it happened to someone's car this past Saturday. It melted the entire dashboard along with the top of the steering wheel.
Oh, wow.
It looks like it even burned a big hole through the windshield. I'm going to show Seth a picture of this.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That is a hole through the windshield. How hot did that have to be?
It looks like a death ray or something you'd see in like a James Bond movie or something like that. What the what? That is crazy.
Yeah. That. Whew.
That's just, and you can see the remnants of the sunglasses, too. Yeah. Wow.
Wow, that's scary.
To prevent it, make sure you keep your sunglasses and any other reflective objects off out of direct sunlight.
Yes, right.
Especially as the day gets warmer, that also includes water bottles.
Yeah.
Water bottles can be apparently really dangerous, too.
They can be because of the chemicals that can leach into the whatever, you know, liquid you've got in there, too. So. Oh, yeah, and get hot and melt, and yeah, I mean, geez.
I mean, I thought this wasn't a great idea, but I didn't know it was.
Well,
like
you
that.
Know, I've been meaning to move my magnifying glass collection right next to my oily rag collection. You know, yeah, maybe I should rethink about where I store those.
I've been meaning to talk to you about this. Yes. Beth and I, we've gotten together. We're actually going to do an intervention. We're going to talk to you about
this.
Don't
take away my oily rags.
Why do they have to be so oily? A few years back, a video went viral that showed how even bottles can create a death ray and start a fire.
Jeez. I like how they're calling you just going out and saying death ray.
Just death ray.
Death ray.
If it gets your attention, I suppose. although I would be a little angry about that. Like, because I mean, a death ray that involves technology and science.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot more to it.
If I were a death ray, I'd be a little offended.
I would be offended.
Yeah.
Yes. I would like. I worked hard to be a death ray. Don't do that. Don't put anything in direct sunlight.
No, don't.
That's not a good idea. I don't think that speed dating's the greatest idea, but there are plenty of people that do it and plenty of people that think it's a great idea.
Sure.
Well, it also gets a bad rap, with some singles claiming it doesn't let them really get to know the other person. But let's be honest, for a first date, no one has time for that. According to new research, the average person needs just 19 minutes to know if they want a second date.
19 minutes. Really?
That's very precise and very interesting.
Yeah. Now realize this doesn't mean that they're right.
Yes.
It just means that's their perception.
Yep.
It doesn't mean that it is. It could be meaningless. They could, the second date, you know, even though they're like, oh, man, I don't want to do it. Wow, they suddenly hit it off. I mean, who knows? You don't know.
There are so many outside factors affect that first date.
Oh, yeah.
According to new research, that's how long it takes. And it takes a bigger first impression to motivate people as they get older. 67% of Gen Zers say that they have high standards by that number, and that number jumps to 77% for Gen Xers.
Whoa.
That's impressive.
That's big.
I think that's great. Like, I think that there's a difference. Like,
okay.
being expecting perfection, that's never going to happen. You're going to spend the rest of your life alone.
Yes.
But I don't think people should settle either. Like,
yeah.
You got to find that balance. You got to find, everybody's got different things. Like, you're going to meet somebody, you're going to hit it off, you're going to be like head over heels, and then they're going to do something. Or they're going to say something, or there's something about them.
Right.
And it's going to make you think for the first time in that relationship. Maybe mm-hmm. the first time in that second date, or maybe it's 2 years. Who knows before that happens? That's where they, you know, you really find out, okay, is this really the real thing? I don't think that you find out, oh, this is the one, because you have all these things in common. Mm-hmm. I think you find this is the one when you're like, okay, that thing that they do that I can't handle, I can handle that. Mm-hmm. I can handle that. That's not right, a big deal. That's not a big deal, especially when I look at all these other great things that I get from this relationship, I have in this relationship and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I may also be looking at this through the eyes of somebody who has done dating very wrong, very badly. That doesn't necessarily mean that physical appearance is less important to people either. Thanks to dating apps, most people already have a good idea of what the other person looks like before the first date.
True. True.
So what are we looking for in those first 19 minutes? 44% think physical appearance is important, but again, it's not everything. 51% value good manners. 48% appreciate personality. And 47% want good conversation skills.
I like that. Just general. They appreciate personality. Wait a minute. What does that mean?
That could mean so many things. I really feel like there's, you know, wow. You know what part of this is too? And part of the reason everything's all over the place mm-hmm. is because there's so many people who have no idea what they want.
It's true.
I'm not begrudging them that. Yeah. I think many of us don't really take the time to think of that. We're, do you remember how you learned how to tie your shoes? Like, I don't think many of
vaguely,
us.
Vaguely, yeah. But yeah,
many of us remember that mm-hmm. and everything. We've been doing it so long.
Right.
Then when's the last time you sat down and, like, okay, bunny ears? I got to. You just do it.
You just do it, right?
Like, after a while, especially the older you get, that you just are dating and mm-hmm. seeing people, you just kind of roll with these things. Like,
it's true.
I'm attracted to them. Well, I enjoy, they make me laugh or something
enjoy
like that.
Enjoy their company, yeah.
And we're good. Like, no, it's okay to have more to it and everything
yeah.
than that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's interesting, though. I guess, yeah, I would still say be patient. I would always, err on the side of patience on some of these things. I know our brain does it with everything, you know, snap judgments, you know, they make these quick connections and all that stuff. But sometimes you just got to give it a little time. That's all.
This was interesting. So we've had a couple of stories about bears. You know, and animals and different things like that. Well, deputies use rope to rescue a bear trapped in a vehicle.
Whoa. Okay.
Sheriff's deputies in Nevada used a long rope to rescue a bear that closed itself inside a resident's vehicle. The Washoe County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post, deputies responded to a home where a resident had found a bear closed inside their vehicle. The post included a video showing deputies tying a rope to the door handle and using it to open the door from a safe distance, allowing the bear to escape and run off into the wilderness. The sheriff's office said the incident serves as a reminder to make sure any food wrappers or other scented items are not left in vehicles where they can attract unwanted attention from hungry bears.
Mm.
I remember when I first moved out to California, I flipped out because I read a story similar to this. Somebody had left in their Hummer or SUV or something like that. They didn't leave food in there, but they had a watermelon scented like air freshener.
Oh, no.
And the bear went in there. And I think that from the what I remember from the story, they thought that the bear was upset that there wasn't real watermelon in there, because usually the animal go in there, grab food and leave.
They leave. Right.
This bear, tore things up. It was going to find that watermelon. It was searching. Where is that darn watermelon? I can smell it. I can't find it.
Well, I mean, the police can say that the bear was in there to get food wrappers. Mm. I personally think it was trying to get away.
Maybe.
It gets in there and it realizes it can't drive. So what was I thinking?
Or maybe it can drive, but it didn't have a license. Maybe it was being responsible. Maybe. I don't know.
Wow, even in Nevada, I need a license, you know?
I do love the idea of bears learning to drive. but nothing else about them changing.
That's terrifying.
It is very terrifying.
It's just driving around the roads. No.
I don't know if there is a more intimidating creature creature on the planet as far as like for what it can do on mm-hmm. land like other humans. I think sharks and whales and things are pretty, but they're in the water, you know, that
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
thing.
Right.
A lion, a jungle, you know, in the jungle, that right. kind of thing. Bears come to you. Like bears come into your town. They come into your car here.
They come into your car. Your house, your garbage, whatever you got. If it's got food in it, they're there.
Bears were designed killing machines. Like that. That's what they're built for. They're everything about them.
They're huge and they love to eat. Mm. And that means they're eating constantly.
That's why it's important to get them picnic baskets. Hey, boo-boo. I got myself a picnic basket.
Oh, man.
That really misled a lot of us.
I was going to say, that's exactly where I was going to go with this. Everyone thought bears were yokey, and then no, you know, then you get mauled, and it's like, geez, thanks a lot.
I have walked around going on hiking trips many times with a picnic basket just in case a bear came at me to throw the picnic basket, and hopefully it would distract the bear. This has never worked. It's never worked once. Taking a break. I'm working on my comedy. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at...